talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We go right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it being made. We're going to get right to it. Everybody knew, everybody who listens to this station knows, that the chairman of the DNR, Fred Prehn, Republican, term expired May 1st, won't step down. He won't step down. He has stayed there for several months. Time to get rid of him. The reason he won't step down is because of a Supreme Court decision going back almost 50 years that says that somebody on the DNR can stay until his successor is appointed. Well, appointed and confirmed. Well, Evers put somebody in. He was appointed. The Republicans are slow rolling his confirmation. They haven't confirmed a number of Evers' cabinet appointments. They are doing what they can to obstruct the government of this state, and they won't confirm their successor to Fred Prehn, and that's their way of reappointing him by Robin Voss for another 4 years. Well, some action has been taken. The Humane Society of the United States and the Center for Biological Diversity, two excellent organizations, have now, in a letter, asked the Attorney General Josh Call to remove Prehn from his position. And to remove him now, before the DNR recommends a wolf harvest quota for the fall hunt. Now, let me unpack this, because this is a very, very important issue. The Attorney General, unless he goes to court, doesn't have the direct executive power to remove anybody, but he can issue opinions, attorney general opinions. And attorney general opinions are published, just like Supreme Court, Wisconsin Supreme Court opinions, and they carry a great deal of weight. And they are frequently cited in briefs as precedent. And unless they conflict with a Wisconsin Supreme Court opinion, they're frequently regarded by the Wisconsin Supreme Court as authority. It's time, I think, for Josh Call to agree to the request of the Humane Society of the United States and the Center for Biological Diversity and issue an opinion, do it very quickly, that somebody like Fred Prehn cannot hold over and he must leave the office now. And what that would mean is if he didn't, then the Attorney General can go to court and show that as his official opinion. And even though it's not technically binding, it has a great deal of weight in the courts, and there'll be an injunction. Then Fred Prehn, who's a hairball clogging the drain, sitting there taking up space, going to vote on the wolf hunt in a way that we don't want, they will say, Prehn out. He won't go out, and they can grab him, one guy on each wrist, one guy on each ankle, and carry him out gently to the curb. That's how Republicans have to apparently leave appointed office. Now, what is the basis? What is the legal basis for Josh Call saying that Fred Prehn has to leave? You think it's common sense. People who aren't lawyers can look at that and say, hey, the guy's term ended May 1. And this is now pushing the end of July. It is the end of July. Out he has to go. And remember, as the Republicans who forced a wolf hunt back during the winter, when one conservative judge said they have to do it, even though the DNR wanted to wait until the fall because they didn't want pregnant wolves shot, would give birth to little wolves, replenish the population. And there is a tension in the state, I understand it, between people who want to get rid of the wolves because they prey on livestock and hunters on one hand, although the hunters in that case came from out of state. These were out of state trophy hunters that brought that suit. But also environmentalists. And it's just like with a deer herd, you want control of the herd, you want it to be maintained. If it's predatory with wolves, they kill livestock, deer, they eat crops. So you got to get them under control somehow. And a hunting season is great, but not just send a bunch of yahoos out there who the first day take double the harvest and it has to be shut down right away, which is what happened. Anyway, what is the basis, the legal basis for Josh Call to say Fred Prehn, the lingering head of the DNR, who's just hanging on, even though he wasn't appointed anymore. And here's what it is. In 1964, the Supreme Court issued a decision saying that that somebody who is on the outgoing board, whose term expired, and there's what's called a recess appointment. So that means that the governor appointed the individual, the successor, during a recess, just to put him in. That meant that the guy on the way out could stay until the recess was over and the legislature could look at it. It was a recess appointment decision. It was not a regular decision. Next, it applied a law. It considered a Wisconsin law that's no longer in effect. The law that created the existing DNR was enacted after that. So it can be a very short and simple opinion of Josh Call. And that is three things, really. Number one, the 1964 decision applied to recess appointments. Governor Evers' appointment was not a recess appointment. Secondly, the law underlying the 1964 case is no longer the law, the statute. The statute now was created after that. An authority under that statute should not apply. And the third thing is that this is simply a subterfuge to permit the majority in the Senate to never, never, ever confirm Evers' appointment. And so they've effectively, constructively reappointed themselves, Fred Prehn, their agent. And so you have the Humane Society and the Center for Biological Diversity asking this of the Attorney General, which I think he may well do, and I hope he does. Guess who is on the other side? Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, one of the principal supporters of the Republican Party. They want a Republican DNR no matter what, even if it's somebody who is no longer serving a term, figuring a way to sneak them in. And why do they want to do that? Do you think they care about wolves? Do you think that the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce guys come out of their club and get in a car, grab a shotgun or whatever, and go out there and hunt for wolves and camp on the ground? I doubt it. I doubt very seriously, maybe one or two. I doubt it. It's because the DNR can regulate forever chemicals. The DNR can set standards for forever chemicals. Right now, let me tell you something. Every well in Madison has forever chemicals in it. I'm going to repeat that. Every well in Madison has forever chemicals in it. Does that bother you? You're all environmentalists. All right, you're in a coffee shop on Mifflin Street or Willie Wash, and you talk smart about the environment, and your well has protected chemicals in it. So what are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about that? And in Marinette, they're drinking bottled water because there's protected chemicals in their wells. And in parts of La Crosse, they're doing it. Kewaunee County, they're drinking bottled water because they're CAFOs, a big CAFO. What's a CAFO? A concentrated animal feeding operation. You have 5,000 cows, there's a lot of manure. And guess where it goes? It goes in the groundwater, that's where it goes. There's not technology sufficient right now to support 5,000 cows. And they were proposing a 50,000 hog farm up near Bayfield. That's great, right into Lake Superior. Let me tell you something. 50,000 hogs, it's a lot of hogs. And let me tell you something. We don't need 50,000 hog farms, all right? Near our rivers and streams, lakes, and our groundwater. Put them out somewhere in a desert where there is no groundwater. And then, you know, look. So anyway, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce doesn't give a rat's patoot about wolves and about shooting wolves. They could care less. They could care less. They do give a rat's patoot about forever chemicals, and they don't want them restricted. And that's why they want Fred Prent in there. And that's why the Humane Society of the United States and the Center for Biological Diversity have started the process, sent a letter to Josh Call, the Attorney General, issue an opinion saying that Fred Prent, head of the DNR, Republican, whose term expired on May 1, has to get out. And their defense, the Republican defense, that a 1964 case involving a recess appointment, which wasn't what happened here, and a statute which no longer applies, is not controlling precedent. Very, very simple. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.